Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for pass performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar. Welcome back to where the turf meets the surf. Live racing now through September 7th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By the Pamplemousse Grill, a guaranteed winning dining experience every time. By Legacy Ranch. Get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By Today's Racing Digest, a handicapping lesson in every issue. By the OC Tavern. Satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragusan Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Handicappers Championship in Las Vegas through horseplayers.com. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairflex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. This is Bob Ike. I'll bring in my co-host John Lindo in just 1 minute. It is closing weekend at Del Mar, believe it or not. It goes quickly. Day 30 today of the 31-day meet. We're going to have some highlights, lowlights, recap the meet. Big weekend, though. 11 races today and tomorrow here at Del Mar. First post at 1:30, 3 stakes races today. So we're going to have a lot of coverage from Del Mar. Also at Kentucky Downs today, the weather was threatening, but it looks like everything is going to be okay there. They have 6 races worth more than $2 million or more in purse money. John Lindo, they're giving money away in Kentucky, but we have closing weekend here at Del Mar.
Bittersweet, Bob. I tell you, good morning. I love it down here. You get a chance to sit in the press box and do the show watching the horses work out, and it's been a fun meet overall. It goes fast, but we'll be back here in the fall, and we kick off
the Breeders'
Cup.
Well, that's the thing that makes it okay. It used to be a very sad time,
yeah.
But now that we come back again at the end of October and looking forward to another Breeders' Cup here, it takes some of the sting away.
Exactly, and we hit the ground running with that Breeders' Cup, and that'll be a lot of fun. And, yeah, that Thanksgiving weekend, the Turf Festival, and that's always terrific racing. You know, that time of year, we get a lot of East Coast horses coming out for the grass.
You know, as much as I love the summer meet, John, I think after last fall, I thought, you know what? I think I like the fall meet better than the summer meet. It's a little more quiet. We start earlier. The days get, you know, we're done earlier. You get out to dinner at 6 or 6:30 instead of 8 o'clock. So, But the racing's great in the fall as well.
It really is, and I like the earlier post time too. I mean, it's nice to be able to go home and spend some time with the wife, and instead of having to reintroduce myself on Monday here.
Speaking of wives, John, I didn't tell you this, so I was going to wait till the end of the segment. Today is my 17th anniversary,
oh.
So happy anniversary to Kim. I'm not sure how she quite does it, but she gets it. She gets the lifestyle and what we do, and that makes it work.
Well, happy anniversary, Kim. And yeah, you guys are a good entry.
Thank you, John. Let's recap a little bit from what we saw last weekend, which was Pacific Classic weekend. Of course, we got off the air on Saturday and started hearing the buzz that Nisos was coming out. That was kind of shocking, John. We had built up the whole program around Nisos, journalism, fierceness, the big three. A very key scratch. First of all, fill us in on Nisos. Is he going to be back in action? What's the deal there? And then we'll talk about the race where fierceness really overcame some adversity, which he has not done in his career.
Well, in regards to Nisos, the word after the scratch was that apparently he had a foot bruise or some kind of left rear foot problem. At this point, it doesn't look like anything major. Bob Baffert had said they're going to point down to the Goodwood at Santa Anita, which will be the first weekend of the Santa Anita meet. Let's hope he makes that dance because he's going to need that to get to the Breeders' Cup Classic. So we'll be watching the work tabs closely to see if he shows back up on the work tabs. As far as the Pacific Classic itself, you're right. Fiercest broke well from post one, but about three or four jumps after the start, he tried to make the gap. He lunged to the left, and he looked like he was going over the inside rail.
Very close to dropping the rider, and that would have been incredible considering what happened at Saratoga the next day to a Micropoli horse.
Right, yeah.
Mind Frame, who did lose the rider,
exactly.
But averted a disaster.
Johnny Velasquez did a great job of straightening him out just in time, and he didn't have a comfortable trip. He was pinned down inside behind the speed. And Johnny Velasquez got him out of jail going into the far turn, made an early move, shot between horses and got to the lead, and he opened up. In the meantime, journalism was sitting at the back of the pack, and he has kind of lost all of his tactical speed. He was far behind the rest of the field early, although the pace was fast, and it looked like he might be in the right spot. And he started to make ground on the far turn. He looped the rest of the field, but Fiercest had gotten away by that time, and he just couldn't catch him. And at the end, when it was obvious he was beaten, Umberto Rispoli just kind of wrapped up on him the last 100 yards. Fiercest, a very game win, something that we haven't seen before. He obviously likes Del Mar. He was second in the Breeders' Cup Classic last year.
Ran huge that day.
And journalism, first time against older horses, was not disgraced at all. And hats off to the connections for bringing him back to California, dancing every dance. And this horse gives 100% every time.
John, just two things from my perspective. You know, we all watch races and things go through our head as the race is going on. So you watch Fierceness do the thing at the start. You watch him get buried behind horses and kind of pulling. And in my mind, I'm like, well, I know who's not winning this race.
Exactly.
Fierceness is not winning this race. He shot through going into the far turn. He opened up. Rispoli kind of loomed on the far turn. Very, I thought, kind of confidently, like he figured maybe the same thing we did. Fierceness has made his run. Really made no impact on him, John. I was as much as I like journalism and is honest and what a great campaign he's had, I was a little disappointed in his stretch kick. I just didn't think he fired the way he had in the past. Maybe this campaign has you know, taken a little bit of a toll on him. He's danced every dance, but he just didn't have that turn of foot that I was expecting at the eighth pole.
Yeah, at the 3/8 pole, Umberto Rispoli was sitting still while Fiercest was making that move, like, okay, I think I've got him when I need him. And the horse did make a move, but, you know, at the 8th pole, he had flattened out, and he was just kind of going up and down by then. And you're right. Maybe the campaign's taking a toll. Maybe it was just the way the race came up. We'll see what happens there. But apparently he will point. Both horses will be trained into the Breeders' Cup Classic. And we'll find out the fallout from the race last week, the Jockey Club Gold Cup. Hopefully Mindframe came out of that debacle okay.
Yeah, that was a disaster, John.
Yeah, it was just a mess. Sierra Leone was second in that race.
After nearly trampling Irad at
right.
the start. I mean,
Antiquarian got the right trip from the outside, and he won the race. So we'll see who comes out of that. Let's hope they all come out okay, because there's some good older horses this year to take on the Sovereignties and Journalisms, the three-year-olds.
Let's talk highlights and lowlights of the meet here, John, and I think we would agree the highlights far outweigh any lowlights. Let's start with something that happened early in the meet, and we have applauded Del Mar, and that is cutting off the CAW players in the wind pool 2 minutes before post. I hosted for Mike Willman early in the meet. Thank you to Josh Rubenstein for coming on that day.
That's right.
And the decision was made shortly thereafter in conjunction with Del Mar and the TOC, Bill Nader, that they would make this move. I think it's been a game changer here, at least for you and I, John, going into the wind pool. It's completely different than it was.
Well, the first 2 weeks of the meet, we weren't talking racing. We were talking about all the late odds changes and what the heck is going on. Again, Del Mar made the adjustment. They shut the computer-assisted wagering groups off at 2 minutes to post. After that, it really leveled off and stabilized the wind pools. You weren't getting those changes. If you saw 3-1 on the board, you got the 3-1 or 5-2 or 7-2, a little bit of an odds change maybe, but nothing like what we saw the first 2 weeks. So congratulations to them. I'm sure Del Mar took a hit as far as handled by doing that, but they did the right thing. They brought the confidence back for the horse players to play. So good for them on that. That was a terrific move.
And we want to implore the other tracks, not only in California, but around the country, anywhere this is happening, I don't think you can go back at this point now, John. I think the genie's out of the bottle. We saw what the cutting them off at 2 minutes does. If the other tracks in California do not make this move, I believe the players will stay out of the wind pool. Just let the CAWs do their thing, because there's no going back now. From what we saw, it's so drastic, and it has to stay this way.
Well, the easy part is it's very easy to tell when it's happening. It's drastic.
It's drastic.
And it's frustrating. And, again, it has to do with me, confidence of betting. And if I don't know, I'm betting based on value. If I don't know what the value is, I can't play.
Well, John, that leads into something we saw yesterday. And the question we'll probably have to ask is what happened yesterday with KG Burglar, who was a horse in the third race yesterday, was standing in the gate at 18-1, went off at 10-1. We saw one other hit earlier a week ago Sunday where that was the horse, the winner, Fumano's Magic,
right,
took a huge hit. Both instances, John, there was a gate scratch. Now, we don't know the answer. We're going to try to find out. Does it reopen at that point to the CAW players? I don't know the answer to that. But coincidentally, yesterday, Roxalot acted up. We saw the big hit on KG Burglar. A week ago, Kiki Ride was a gate scratch, and we saw the big hit on Fumana's Magic. Coincidence?
Right.
I don't know, but it's something that we need to look into.
Yesterday, on the horse you're talking about, that was 18-1 in the gate, going in the gate. At first turn, he was 10-1, and that was after that late scratch. And we'll find out, and we'll talk to Bill Nader about that. And he has some input on what happens as far as what's being allowed, when to wager, who's allowed to wager. So, and he was great. He talked with us yesterday.
You called him right afterwards.
And he was
great.
We met
him in the paddock. It was great.
Answered every question we had.
Right.
And so we'll touch base and find out some more.
So the next thing, KG Burglar leads into one of our highlights of the meet, and that is Kurt Hoover as the simulcast host here at Del Mar. He's one of my best friends, so I'm biased, but he is the best at what he does by many, many lengths from anybody else in the country. And one of the reasons is, look at KG Burglar yesterday. This is a horse he picked on top. He made a case for. He and I play pick sixes together. He made me watch two races from Turf Paradise on this horse, who I had a big line through in my past performances. And sure enough, he got the money. That's called doing the work, digging in, looking at past races, looking at the, you know, maybe excusing the Los Alamitos race and talking about it in a coherent manner that really resonates with the gambler.
Well, the paddock analysis here at Del Mar has been fantastic. You hit the points. You make a couple of points that you have to on each horse, and then you leave it alone. We don't need the overkill and the constant noise. And the one thing I do like is that once the horses get on the track, it's just they go to the gate and then they race. We don't have to hear the constant banter because, you know, people are doing other things too. They're trying to get their tickets all together. And for me, it's my preference anyways on how it's done. And I enjoy it. Kurt's done a fantastic job. He always does. And he's got credibility because he goes to the windows.
John, field size is up here, and that's good news and far superior to what we saw at Saratoga.
Well, the Ship 'em Win program has made a big difference. They're up 25% in participation this year. As a result, Del Mar is going to have average field size of over 8.5. Saratoga, for their meet, as many entries as they have, with all the late scratches and scratches at the gate, they average 7.5 horses per race. That's a horse per race more for a circuit that everybody says, oh, you know, field sizes are small in California, not at Del Mar.
Two other guys I want to mention while we're at it. The man who does the notes here, Jim Charvat, does a great job. Thorough, interesting to read every day, so shout out to Jim.
Yes.
And John Lees, who's the morning line maker, first time doing it this summer at Del Mar. Yeah, there were some swings and misses, no doubt about it. We talk about how tough the job is, especially at Del Mar, with all the maidens, all the new faces. John missed a few, but I thought he got better as the meet went along, and he's only going to get better going forward. So I thought John did a very solid job.
It's a no-win job because
absolutely,
everybody's an expert after the fact, and you got to remember the people that are picking him apart have all the information, you know, on top of the race. As the line maker has to go with what he's got. He's got an early deadline.
Days in advance.
Right. So hats off to John. Good job there. And he cares. And that's the most important thing.
Well, John, lowlights, I don't think there were that many. I'm looking at the winning favorites. The percentage here, extremely high, almost unbelievably high, especially when you look at the percentage of winning favorites on the turf where we have full fields and tell us about it.
We're going to be at over 40%, it looks like, for the meet on winning favorites. That, at Del Mar, it seems impossible. But there's been a run, especially the last 3 or 4 weeks or so, the favorites have come rolling home. And now that I said that, it'll be bombs away today.
Yeah, right.
But it's just amazing how the handicappers and the public, they're seeing the ball.
John, we've talked a lot. This is a slight low light for me. I think we run too many races at 5 furlongs on the turf. You and I have talked about, wouldn't it be great if we could have a little more variety? I don't know what that would entail as far as the turf course, but everything at 5 furlongs just doesn't fit a lot of the horses.
Right.
We saw a number of inquiries this summer. I would venture to say nearly half of them were in these turf sprint races where the field just jams together. Everybody goes at the start.
Yeah, and the problem is you either go 5 furlongs or you go 2 turns. If we hadn't, you know, maybe they could build a chute or something like that where we could run 5.5 or 6. The old Hollywood Park had a turf chute which extended some of the turf sprints. It would make it at least another option, but, you know, that's we're nitpicking there because this is what we have. And, you know, apparently it works because they're filling the entry box.
They do fill them. John, one low light for me, and this is a little bit of it doesn't involve racing, but the Sing with Bing thing, I think, has run its course. We've done about 20 years of that now. We've gotten towards the end of the meet where when you think you've bottomed out and it can't get any worse, somebody else comes on that was worse than the day before. So
we'll bring a gong down next year.
I'm going to vote that we retire Sing with Bing. But if that's my biggest gripe, then it's been a pretty good meet.
We'll make it Let Bing Sing.
All right. John, let's talk about some handicapping today. You've been busy. Del Mar full card on the Lindo Report. You did the last 6 races at Kentucky Downs, as I mentioned. Huge purse money there. 6 races worth $2 million or more, and you covered their pick 6. So let's go ahead and get a radio play from you.
I'm going to go to race 8 at Del Mar in the 8th race today. Number 5, Speedy Wilson, comes off off a win in the Real Good Deal Stakes against three-year-old Calbreds, faces Older Open Company today. But the way he won, I thought was really impressive. He stretches out around two turns, adds Lasix for the first time. I just think this is a horse on the rise, and I don't think he's leveled off yet. He fits against these older horses. If I get the 6-1 morning line, I'm going to take it. Number 5, Speedy Wilson, 8th race at Del Mar. And, Bob, you've done the work, obviously, at Del Mar. You've had a solid meet. Let's get a radio winner from you.
And, John, before we do, we didn't get that South Point number out. We've been both jonesing to get out to Vegas. And let's get the number out to the South Point. Your Lindo report is there on race days in Southern California. Plus, I think you add a day during the week. You do 4 days a week for the Lindo report. So let's get the number of South Point, and then I'll give my radio play.
South Point, 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. It is football season out there, so you know they're going to have fun and be busy. Give Steve a call, and again, the race book is separate from the sports book. If you just want to play horses, you got it all set up out there. And let's get a radio play for you.
Yeah, John, my best plays today are races 7, 9, 11. I gave out $150 in the late pick 5. Just look at that field size today. Let's go to one of those races. It's the 9th, the John C. Mabee Grade 2 Fillies and Mares going a mile and eighth on the turf. I love a filly in here, and I will single and play without backups, and that's going to be number 4, Madoro. I thought her comeback win for Pete Ertin was very good. Obviously, they pointed for this race. 4 works since then. She won it a mile last time, John. A couple horses came out of there to win, including Grand Slam Smile. And I thought she was just getting warmed up. She doesn't have an explosive turn of foot, but I think the mile and an eighth is going to be great for her. There's going to be a walking pace in here. She'll be close up, and I just think she'll storm home. So in the 9th race, pick 5 single for me. It's the favorite at 5-2. Number 4, Madoro, ridden by Umberto Rispoli. Let's take our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky and Bruce Finkelstein. That's the next segment. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit returns to beautiful Orange County this month. It's the Los Alamitos September Thoroughbred Meet, with 6 great days of racing starting on Friday, September 12th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. The opening weekend program will feature the E.B. Johnson Stakes, a race with a great history that includes recent winners, the Chosen Bronze, and Kings River Knight. On Saturday, September 20th, we'll feature the running of the Dark Mirage for fillies and mares. Plus, on this day, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. 6 big days of racing at Los Alamitos. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California and nationwide. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Opening day is Friday, September 12th.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco, and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride. Our newest stallion addition, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Om Enjoy, and Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to TheDerbyRoom.com. TheDerbyRoom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds or cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos and in Northern California. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike and John Lindo live from the Del Mar Press Box. And John, one of the highlights we failed to mention in the first segment, how about the old-timer Gold Phoenix winning his fourth straight Del Mar Handicap? That just doesn't happen. A remarkable feat. Congrats to Gold Phoenix and the Little Red Feather team.
I'd just like to have a horse to run four years in a row, much less win the same graded stakes 4 years in a row. Unbelievable achievement.
Well, John, let's talk about our cowbred of the week, and that comes from yesterday's I'm Smoking Stakes.
Well, let's start first for last week, because
okay,
we had a graded stakes winner in the Torrey Pines, and that was Almond Joy. You know, she's by Om out of the hard-spun mare Margie's Minute, was bred by Jerry and Connie Baker, owned by Baker, Golovko, and Scanlon, trained by Aggie Ordonez. She was winning her fifth straight stakes, her first graded stakes.
Beating Open Company.
Over $400,000 in earnings. Another daughter of Om, Too Sassy, won the Generous Portion Stakes last week. And yesterday, Max Chow won the I'm Smoking. All good cowbreds. And related to this, that sire Om we talked about, we'll be standing at Legacy Ranch next year. So give Terry Knight a call, 510-928-4980. And when we have the stud fee announced, we'll make sure we put it out.
John, a word from NTRA and get people signed up so they can get to next year's NHC championship.
If you want to qualify for the National Horse Players Championship, three ways today, online at horseplayers.com. There's a $210 tournament. If you want to play in twinspires.com, we have a $3,000 Mint Millions betting challenge. And at Kentucky Downs today, the King of the Turf Handicapping Challenge. Three ways to qualify. You got to be a member. Go to ntra.com and join the tour.
And remember, first post today at Del Mar, 1:30 for today and closing day tomorrow. Mandatory payouts for tomorrow's card. We've got the ship and win back for the fall meet, John. And also tell us about the promotion for tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow you're going to play those mandatory payout races. You can get some free data from Del Mar. Go to dmtc.com/data on us, and they'll give you some free information from today's Racing Digest, Horse Racing Nation, or Thoroughgraph. They're going to help you try and cash your tickets.
Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from today's racingdigest.com. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. Bob is not only a regular here and with today's Racing Digest, but he is the publicity director for the daytime racing out at Los Alamitos, which will start up when this meet is over. So, Bob, give us a little bit of preview what we can expect opening on Friday.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Yeah, we start on Friday, the 12th of September. We'll have two three-day weeks, next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then the following Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's a six-day meet, ends on September 21st. 1 o'clock post time every day. We'll have two stakes during the meet. We have the E.B. Johnson for Cowbreds next Saturday. And the following Saturday is the Dark Mirage for Phillies and Mares. Both races are at 1 mile. Like I said, a 1 o'clock post every day. And then we have the handicapping contest, which are very popular at Los Al. We have that on September 20th. That'll be with two spots available to the NHC.
Looking forward to that, Bob. And John, we will have coverage the next two weekends during Los Alamitos.
Absolutely.
So we will not miss a beat. Bob, wanted you to preview one of our stakes races today for two-year-old fillies. It's the debutante, goes as race six. And as usual in these kind of two-year-old races, it looks like you go through Bob Baffert to try to get to the winner's circle.
Yeah, I mean, what a surprise. There's a two-year-old stakes at Del Mar with Bob Baffert as the favorite. And Explorer was obviously very, very impressive. You know, first time out, she won very nicely, got a high buyer. She's the obvious deserving favorite. Himeka is 2 for 2, has looked impressive in both her wins. So I think the race goes between those two. But if I was looking for one possible upset, I was impressed with the way Grandma Mary, the maiden, ran first time out for Mick Ruiz. I think 7/8 is really going to hit her between the eyes. So if I think if there's an upset, it might be from Grandma Mary.
John, Bob gave us a great winner last Saturday, a non-1160 here at Del Mar. So why don't you get his radio play today?
Yeah, Bob took care of the public last week, and we're going to ask him to do it again. How about a radio play, Bob?
I'm going to go to the very last race of the day, the 11th, and I like the number 12 horse, The Best Is Yet to Be. She's was off a long, long time, has come back this year, won twice, and was second last time at a mile 3/8 behind Rosalie May. I don't think a mile and 3/8 is her best distance, but I do think a mile is probably will be perfect for her. The post is a little tricky, but I entrust that friend Antonio Frazier can get a good position. So I like number 12, The Best Is Yet to Be, in race 11.
Okay, that is Bob Mazursky's radio play and brought to you by todaysracingdigest.com. Bob, we will talk to you next week when Los Al gets started. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, sounds good, and hopefully we'll be celebrating two Green Bay wins because they start their season tomorrow and then play again on Thursday.
Well, we'll definitely be watching. Thanks, Bob.
All right, thanks.
Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Bob. Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you very much. And to you, I'm sure, I know listening to Mike's show, you had a great day at the zoo and watched maybe a few races off to the side by yourself, but you made it to Del Mar. Unfortunately, I missed you. I think John missed you as well, but I hope you had a good time, Bruce. And let's dive right in and want to get a preview of one of our three stakes races today, and it's a wide-open one for two-year-old fillies. It's the Juvenile Fillies Turf, and that goes as race 7. How'd you see it?
Yeah, this is going to be one of my best bets, too. I really like this race. This is for two-year-olds going a mile. That's kind of key because of this in this field of 13 that are entered, how about 8 are coming out of sprint races? So 8 of these 13 are trying two turns for the first time. I think they're at a distinct disadvantage. And there's one horse that I thought was very impressive winning in a mile was the Euro Shipper, the 11, Yours Sincerely. I mean, her Euro form was nothing to write home about, but you like to see the Euros that come to the United States that maybe have a little bit of a late kick and might do better in a faster-paced kind of race than they see in Europe. And I think that's what happened with Yours Sincerely, although they didn't go fast up front. She had no speed at all. Since she was off slowly, it was kind of a minor slow break. But at the top of the lane, I believe she had one horse beat at the top of the lane, and she passed 8 horses from the top of the lane to the wire. She ran like a wild horse the last eighth of a mile, coming the last eighth in under 11 3/5 seconds. With all these sprinters stretching out, I think an argument can be made she'll get a better setup today than she did last time out. I think she comes right back here with the advantage of that mile win. So let's go with the 11, Yours Sincerely. Of the sprinters stretching out, the one that kind of interests me is the 5, South Bay, who was up close to the pace and got the win. I thought she was kind of green in the stretch. She was kind of looking at the grandstand and drifting in at the same time, but it looks like she's got a lot of talent. And maybe if she's a little sharper mentally today, she could be a big factor here also. So in the 7th, like the 11, Yours Sincerely, the horse on the stretch out that interests me is the 5, South Bay.
Bruce, you sound like I feel today. I don't know if you want to just do one pick or two, but we're going to move quickly with you either way.
Yeah, let's go to the 10th race in Kentucky Downs. Yeah, I'm fighting a little bug here. 10th race in Kentucky Downs, I like the 4, Dream on the turn back. There's figures to be some softer turf with some rain coming. This horse won the Penn Mile on a yielding turf course, made a big mid-race move wide at Colonial last time out, came up a little short. He's won sprinting before. I think he's going to like the give in the ground and could really relish the conditions. So in race 10, I like the 4, Dream On at 6-1 on the morning line.
And quickly, let's get a Del Mar play from you as well.
Ooh, I'm kind of out of place because...
Oh, that's
okay.
That's fine.
That's fine, Bruce.
I'm out of place because they've been picked over a little bit. So why don't we just... We'll just stick... Like I said, I think the 7th race is a solid, solid play today.
All right. Very good, Bruce. Feel better. We'll talk to you again next week. That's betonbruce.com. Tell us quickly what you have available today, Bruce.
Yeah, it's the two racetracks today, the 11 race card at Del Mar, plus the last seven races at Kentucky Downs with audio, and also the best bets at Del Mar. The last four of the last five of the races that we gave out today are in the pick five. So I really like the last races with audio included, all at betonbruce.com.
All right, Bruce, take care. Feel better. We'll talk to you next week. It's time to take our next time out when we come back. John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets and Scott Shapiro. That's the next segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
For over 55 years, Today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of the horse player. What sets us apart? We combine over five decades of rich analytics, cutting-edge AI and data science, and boots-on-the-ground track experience to bring you the ultimate blend of sharp numbers and expert insight. That's why tens of thousands of horse players have trusted the Digest since 1970. Each edition delivers a masterclass in handicapping, loaded with exclusive figures, smart angles, and proven tools built to help you beat the board. Short on time and just need an edge to start cashing in more tickets? Check out our tip sheets and race day picks from a stacked roster of battle-tested handicappers like Bob Icke, Bob Mazursky, and John Lindo, guys who grind the game daily, not just sit behind a keyboard. With our new expanded coverage, we've got every big meet covered this summer. Del Mar, Saratoga, Monmouth, Kentucky Downs, and more. So whether you're playing coast to coast or at your local track, grab Today's Racing Digest on track at Del Mar or online at todaysracingdigest.com. Create your account, pick your track, follow your capper. It's that simple. Today's Racing Digest. Smart data, sharp insight, serious results.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit returns to beautiful Orange County this month. It's the Los Alamitos September Thoroughbred Meet, with six great days of racing starting on Friday, September 12th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. The opening weekend program will feature the E.B. Johnson Stakes, a race with a great history that includes recent winners, the Chosen Bronze, and Kings River Knight. On Saturday, September 20th, we'll feature the running of the Dark Mirage for fillies and mares. Plus, on this day, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. Six big days of racing at Los Alamitos. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California and nationwide. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Opening day is Friday, September 12th.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Well, welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Icke, John Lindo. Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Final weekend here at Del Mar. I know you've wrapped up Saratoga, but John, we asked you last week if you could look up the number for what Fierceness got in the Pacific Classic.
Actually, he only ran a six. It was not one of his better races. He ran a six the race before in the Whitney at Saratoga, and he came back and ran the same six last time out. However, that being said, everybody saw the trouble he had, and I thought that Johnny V won the race down the backstretch when he got aggressive and made that move, and I think that's what made the difference.
Well, John, you really took care of us last week, giving out two winners, Vibes here at Del Mar at 540 and Acoustic Avenue, which paid $15.60 at Saratoga. So, John Lindo, why don't you get the first one?
Well, I know John Hardoon did the work at Kentucky Downs, and it looks like it's a light rain there, but it's still firm at Kentucky Downs and obviously Del Mar. So, John, where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Yeah, it's overcast. I think it was raining earlier in the morning at Kentucky Downs, but, hopefully it'll clear up. We're going to look at the sixth race today, guys, a mile and 5/16, one of the $2 million races they have there today, one of many, I should say. And the sixth race today, I like the number six horse in here, Stellify. Brad Cox brings this horse back. She ran on August 28th at Kentucky Downs, winning. He wheels her right back. Florence Giroux aboard to ride. She's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. I like number six, Stellify, to win today's sixth race out at Kentucky Downs.
Sixes are wild for John Hardoon, the sixth race at Kentucky Downs. And how about coming out to Del Mar, John?
Okay, let's look at the opener today, a mile on the turf. And when you have a favorite in here, the Rail Horse, who has 10 career starts with 5 seconds from the Bob Baffert barn, I like trying to beat those horses. Obviously, she could win. But I like the number five horse in here, Heads in Beds. This is a three-year-old filly from the Phil D'Amato barn. She stretches out today in career start number three. She ran very well in both of her first two starts. Antonio Fasu aboard to ride, 4-1 on the morning line. I like number five, Heads in Beds, to win today's opener out at Del Mar.
And tell us what's available today at the website, John.
JONHARDOON.com, three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Kentucky Downs and Del Mar.
What an easy day. John Hardoon only has two tracks
it's
today.
Like it's like vacation.
A working vacation for you, John. Good luck. Talk to you again next week.
Doing 12 races at Kentucky Downs is no picnic. Thank you.
You got that right.
Thanks, John. That was John Hardoon, Rags and Sheets. Let's bring in Scott Shapiro, who was up early doing a Shappy Hour today. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Bob. How we doing?
Doing really well. Enjoying ourselves here. Closing weekend, kind of bittersweet, but at least we're back in the fall, so we appreciate that. Shapper, we wanted you to preview the 11th race at Kentucky Downs today. That's the Kentucky Turf Cup, $2.5 million on the line. How'd you see that race?
Yeah, this one has always kind of been the big one from the get-go, even with all these increased purses. Still a big one, 2.5 million, grade 2.5 miles. And, this is a race where the top two from the Arlington Million are likely to take a lot of money in Grand Sonata and Fort Washington. Both came from off the pace. Grand Sonata with a better trip up the inside, but still wasn't able to get Fort Washington. And then you have kind of the up-and-comer Mercante, who's been very good this year. But before last start, was supposed to make a start before that. Missed the start, came back at a mile, could make the case maybe that was a good prep, but also make the case this one may have stepped back after a very good winter and spring. So those are the three likeliest to take money, as well as Corruption for Mark Cassie. I'm going to take a big swing in this race with Anglophile, the 9. I don't know if he's necessarily the best rim bet, but I think he's got a big chance to hit the board. Second off the bench here, he's won one of his two starts over it. But if I'm playing the horizontals, this is a spread race for me and playing against the two horses coming out of the Arlington Million.
Well, Shapper gave us a winner last week, John. It got hammered pretty good, but a winner is a winner. Why don't you get one from him this week?
And, Scott, I know you did the work at Kentucky Downs. You did the work, obviously, at Del Mar. It's closing weekend here. Where do you want to go for your radio play?
Yeah, I'm going to stay at Kentucky Downs this week, and I'm going to make sure I don't give out another odds on horse here. They did hammer that shoot it true. I like number 7, Brilliant Birdie, in the 7th, which is the Mint Millions at mile on the turf there at Kentucky Downs. This is a horse that's 7-for-11, including a win over this course in the Gunrunner, which is today, so a year ago to the day. And he's got two wins and a second in his last three, but only one of them did he have any sort of setup. And, in fact, two back, I really like this horse a lot. He went to the lead, though, which just isn't his thing. And now he's finally going to get a race with pace in it. He's proven it with success over this course. I don't know if we're going to get 8-1, but I hope so. On number 7, Brilliant Birdie in race 7 at Kentucky Downs.
Brilliant Birdie, 7th race at Kentucky Downs. Thank you, Scott. We will talk again next Saturday.
Sounds good, guys. Good luck. Enjoy closing weekend.
All right. That was Scott Shapiro and John. We have a couple minutes. Let's talk about the jockey trainer race here. It looks like Juan Hernandez is going to win another title. He's opened up 7 over Antonio Frazu. Incredible number of seconds at the meet for Frazu, 35 wins and 46 seconds.
I saw his agent downstairs yesterday, Tom Canoes, and I congratulated him. He said, well, we ran second so much. Over 80 first and second place finishes at Del Mar. That's a heck of an achievement.
And in the trainer race right now, Bob Baffert's 4 up on Peter Miller, who won 3 races yesterday. So Baffert certainly is the odds-on favorite going in. He'll be well-represented in these two-year-old races.
Right.
But, you know, if Miller rattles off 3 a day going out, this thing could get tight. So 21-17, Bob Baffert, Peter Miller. Mark Glad has 16, as does Phil D'Amato. All these guys had good meets.
Absolutely, and the names that kind of rose to the top that we thought would be there at the end of the meet.
Let's take our final time out. When we come back, Toby Callett from South Florida, Ed Burghardt, he's at Los Alamitos. That's the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
When I was young, sit beside me, my only son. Listen closely.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of 2 intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar. The Pamplemousse Grill.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer.
Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles for this Saturday's show. Let's go down to South Florida, Toby's Turf Club, and Toby Callett. Good morning, Toby. Hello,
hey,
Toby.
Bob. Hey, Bob.
There he is.
What's new?
Toby, we are very glad you made one trip out here. We were hoping for more, but that still leaves the door open for next summer or maybe even the fall meet.
Probably not the fall meet. I'm actually going to take. I'm going to do a redo of the Bay Area in early October for a little more golf. I was going to try to intertwine, but as you mentioned, in your highlights and lowlights of the meet, the way things started, I as you said, you know, I was I would have been a favorite in the book to return. So many horses that I came up with. Wound up with that favorite syndrome that I wound up not getting involved with, and didn't turn near the profit that I had expected to turn, because when you don't bet, you can't win. So it put me on the sidelines for more races. And I bet way less races than when I was out there. If you'd have put up an over-under, I would have gone broke, I guess.
Well, Toby, you got a couple Florida Sire Stakes today. I know you're off the turf on a couple races. Any opinion at Gulfstream today, or do you want to come out to Del Mar?
I'm gonna give you something that maybe you can make use of, because one trainer, the guy you're familiar with, one trainer has definitely looks like he's going to set the tone, at least for me today. Eighth at Gulfstream, it's the Desert Dixon, Florida Stallions. I like the 3, Lenny Lou, trained by Patrick Biancone. The 2, Finding Strength. The 7, Love Like Lucy. And the 5, Evolution, around those gimmicks out. 10th race at Gulfstream, it's the Dr. Fager division. The boys go there. And again, the 6, Squire, first time gelding. Again, Patrick Biancone. The 1, Camigal. The 7, Trelawney, off my horses to watch list. And the 8, 4th and Central, also off my horses to watch list. 6 over 178 to skate out to California. Patrick Biancone has had still bulletproof out there at Del Mar for quite some time. Finally gets in a race. Today's 3rd. The 7th, still bulletproof. Antonio Frasier takes the call. Patrick Biancone, coast to coast, to get the most.
Well, John, you step in and say hi to Toby. Hi and goodbye. But he did give us Miss Kona last week
at
440, and he's been good coast to coast for us.
Toby, appreciate you doing all the work, not only in Florida, but then when you come out to Del Mar, you fill up that notebook and you give us some live horses. Solid meet all the way around, and we look forward to talking to you next week. But anyways, keep up the good work and enjoy the day.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That was Toby Kell. Let's bring in Ed Burghardt, who's been filling in for Michael Rona, who is at Kentucky Downs. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Bob. Good morning, John.
How's it been for you up there in the booth?
That was beautiful last week, and I felt pretty comfortable right after the first race. Didn't really have any major difficulties. One point in the far turn, I kind of lost track with my binoculars, but picked it up pretty quick and went very smooth thereafter, and got a big race to call tonight, the Golden State Derby. And the owner of the racetrack, Ed Allred, has the horse to beat, defending champ, 7-5 on the morning line, going for the 6th win out of 7 starts this year. And from the outside post, I think will be very, very tough to beat, but the price will be probably around even money or 4-5 at post time.
And Ed is also the morning line maker there, so he knows of what he talks about there. John Lindo, Ed gave us a cold deck exact to last week's show. So
yeah, he came off the layoff. Gave us
yeah,
a cold deck.
Yeah, now he fires fresh. He passed the vet and the stewards, and let's get more of the same.
Well, he gave us a 12-1 exact last week. So 7:15 first post time tonight. Ed, where do you want to go for your radio play?
Well, hopefully I don't bounce coming back in a week, but we'll see what happens. The fourth race, the 10-horse Fire Tools, 1, 2, 3. I love the workout off the layoff. Worked the same morning. He's a good reason, did. And Jose Flores had both horses. He's a good reason. Worked by himself and came back to win. And Fire Tools, 1, 2, 3, has been facing open company the last six starts, back in the non-winners at two lifetime. And the lone win came from an outside post. So Fire Tools, 1, 2, 3, race number 4 is going to be my play of the night.
And, Ed, you've got the Thoroughbred meet coming up the next couple weeks, 6 days of racing, as well as the nighttime. So I'm assuming you're going to be doing the morning line for both. Is that correct?
That's correct. I won't be here, but I'll be doing the morning line, utilizing workouts off of the HRTV and the SoCal Workout Report. That helps me with the first-time starters and kind of keeps me informed as to which horses are working well. I hate to get burned too much in a first-time starter, so looking forward to the Thoroughbred meet as well.
All right. Well, Ed, great job. Good hearing you again. Michael will be back in the booth next week, but we'll stay in touch. Sorry you didn't make it down to Del Mar. I know that was a long tradition of yours, but we will catch you soon, my friend.
I'll be there for the fall meet for sure one day. I told Larry Comas, I promised him, so I can't back out on that.
Very good. We'll look forward to seeing you, Ed. Thank you very much.
Okay, you got it.
Ed Burghardt.
He's the best.
I mean, the guy's a legend. He retires, he still works, and he comes back, and he doesn't miss a beat.
Well, some of the local watering holes would not be happy that he weren't wasn't here this
we
summer.
We used to say batten down the hatches when Ed was coming. But, you know, we all slow down a little bit, John, as the years turn.
We don't cool out as well as we used to.
No, we don't. Used to go hard down here for a lot of summers, but pretty mellow now, John, and 17 years in the book with Kim. So that's mellowed me out a little bit,
well,
too.
Well, you know, somebody had to reel you in.
Hey, John, let's thank our sponsors. Without them, we're not on the air, and we have a great bunch. And so you go ahead and
well,
go down the
Well, first of all,
the
South Point Hotel in Las Vegas, we talk about them all the time. They've been with us since the start. The NTRA, you know, NHC tournament coming up next March. They've been great to work with us on this. Los Alamitos, always, not only the Thoroughbred, but the nighttime quarter horse. You know, we're talking about the satellite wagering places, the Derby Room, your favorite place, the OC Tavern, the Gas Lamp Tavern. These guys are all supporters of our show. We have Today's Racing Digest down here for the summertime, the Pamplemousse Grill. You can't have a better meal.
We had a great meal there one night, John.
Fantastic. You know, the Rags and Sheets, they provide John Hardoon for us. So many people that we need to thank, and they're the ones that keep us on the air. If you have a choice and you can work with our sponsors, please do so, because they make it happen and keep us on the air for over 20 years.
We want to thank Del Mar for setting us up. They run the hard line here. We can do it right out of the booth here at Del Mar. It's just an absolutely great setting. I look forward to coming in every Saturday and doing this. And as Toby said, our energy is better because we're here. We're looking at each other. We can kind of go back and forth and watch the horses on the track. It's just an ideal setup.
If you're a degenerate horse player, there is nothing better than this.
You know, we'll have the TV on usually with Saratoga or one of the early tracks going. So it's a lot of fun. John, I want to thank you. It's been a pleasure. You do all the work putting this stuff together and getting the sponsors and, you know, making it easy for me. You send out the itinerary. I just have to look it over and talk and keep my voice. But thank you very much. It's oh, and you bring me a bagel every Saturday.
Well, it's the incentive program.
It is. And I wait till the end of the show, by the way. So.
I know. You've got more willpower than I do. I wiped mine out earlier.
John, what else? Our handicappers. We need,
absolutely.
These guys come in, and I say it every week, but they're the best in the business. They do the work. They dive in. You know, you got guys like Bruce and all of them. They such a thorough and professional job. They never come unprepared.
And they're not just making picks. They're going to the windows. So if they have a tough day on the air, they had a tough day at the windows. These guys are in it like you and I. We're battling every day trying to turn a profit.
And we want to thank Elise and Christian at KLAA. They have been absolutely flawless this summer. I mean, they haven't missed a beat. We get connected. They do a great job for us. So inside Elise, if you want to hop on real quick, just thank you and Christian. Awesome job all summer long.
It's our pleasure, and we just love doing what we do, and I've been doing this since I was a teenager, so it's nothing new, and I've worked with clients as well, and you and the Morning Line and everybody are really awesome.
Well, thank you, Elise. We'll keep it going here, and we're not going anywhere, John. We've got 2 weeks coming up at Los Alamitos. Santa Anita's 3 weeks down the road, and there's Bing. Not sing with Bing, but
let Bing sing.
Let's let Bing. Thanks again, Elise and Christian. Mike Wilman's here tomorrow from 8 to 10. Andy Harris, stay tuned. The SoCal Restaurant Show. We are out. Thank you. Good luck today. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Where the turf meets the surf.